Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, previewing Indianola football for the year 2024 with head coach Eric Kluver. And coach, another year of making the playoffs last year. You return really a lot of standout contributors from last year. As you've had the offseason to start thinking about this next year, what are some of the first thoughts that come to mind for you?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is, who's going to fill some of those important spots that were held by seniors a year ago. You talked about, several returners coming back that were starters, and that's true. And that's always the fun part of putting a team together, is developing the next group of guys and, putting a team together, and it's almost like a puzzle. So we feel good about the guys that we got coming back. I think we got about five or six starters on both sides of the ball. And so that's a strong nucleus to start behind.
Well, we'll start with the guys you lost to graduation. And I think really a lot of those coming on the defensive side of the ball: Jack Strong, Jack Hilton, Wyatt DeWitt, Eli Fox, Dax Klatt. I mean, those guys are big, big, big contributors. Far from the only contributors, a lot of guys on there. But it feels like that might be where the biggest holes are that you need to fill. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. All those guys were really good players and contributed a great deal to this, to our football team a year ago. So, the one guy that's really hard to replace is Jack Strong, and just his great leadership skills. And he was a young man that just he took the team under his belt and said, "Follow me," and that's what they did. So that's a hard one to replace. And then a lot of other great players that you just mentioned. So, but yeah, we're gonna have to fill some holes on defense, and there'll be some areas up front on our offensive line that we're going to have to find some guys as well.
Well, one area that you're going to have pretty standard production from: Jake Pontier, over 1,000 yards last year on the ground, contributed in the receiving game as well. But the running game was a big strength for Indianola last year, as it is pretty much every year. How do you feel about that coming into this year?
Yeah, Jake's an outstanding running back, and we've talked about this many times, just his determination not to go down. He's not a really big back. He's not overly fast, but he has great vision. He leans forward. He's going to fight for extra yards. So he needs to be a big part of our offense as we go into the new season.
Well, the most important position on the field, quarterback Andrew DeWall, had the majority of snaps last year. How is that developing this year with the work in the off season? And I know that kind of last year was kind of a big battle going into camp. And how's it looking this year, and kind of your early decisions on who's going to be under center?
Yeah, we've got a quarterback battle going on. Andrew did a tremendous job last year, and really started to come on late in the year as he got more and more comfortable running an offense. So the other guy in the mix is Asher Brick. Asher will be a junior this year, and right now they're taking even reps in practice. And like every year, we're going to have to make a decision sooner rather than later here. But both guys are very capable of leading our offense. We would feel very comfortable with either one of them.
Going to the wide receiver spot on the offense was some key contributors graduated and just wasn't as much of a strength as I think you would have liked last year. But I think a lot of younger athletes coming up. Who do you expect to contribute at wideout this year so far? And obviously a lot of room for changes as you go through camp, and still a couple of weeks away. But right now I think a big kind of underclassman class of athletes that could contribute out there.
Yeah, the one returner that saw some time a year ago was Mitchell Bauer. And Mitchell has continued to improve, and you will see him on the field. But you're right, Andrew, it's going to be a lot of youth out there. George Blake has really shown a lot of talent and skill on the edge for us. A couple other guys that are sophomores doing a nice job, and that are sophomores. So I think you'll see a lot of youth at our wide receiver spot.
And then on the offensive and defensive line, I know you've kind of tried as hard as you can to not have these guys go both ways. It's not always as easy as it can be sometimes if you have the depth there. But what are we seeing up front? We'll start on the offensive side and kind of transition to the defensive side.
Well, if there is a you know, our biggest question mark is both our offensive and defensive front, because once again, we're looking at the same guys. And right now our challenge as coaches is developing other guys that are going to be able to come in and maybe not necessarily be a starter, but to spell some of these guys so we can get them a rest, get them off the field for a while. We feel that will, you know, give us a little more success. But guys that are coming back, we're led by Lathan McDaniel. Lathan really finished last year on a positive note. Had a lot of college coaches coming in, recruiting him. And he will be the leader of our offensive front. Jeremy Rosenberger also started at center for us. Carson Slora saw some time at guard. And then on the defensive side, Logan Turner and Charlie Radosovic saw a lot of time on our defensive front. All of those guys you'll see on both offense and the defensive side of the ball.
Well, moving on to the schedule, it's, as always, a competitive non-district schedule. I think last year kind of jumped all over Urbandale to start and then had some really close ones against Norwalk, Pella, and Carlisle. How are you seeing this year? I think all those teams are going to be a lot different than last year. Carlisle's probably going to be the one that stays the same the most, but what are you seeing so far from non-district? And I know right now focus just on the scrimmage and then Urbandale.
Yeah, I mean, all of those programs, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get tough physical football teams that are going to put out an outstanding team on the field. And I think that's why we saw so many close games, especially early on in the season. And I would expect a lot of the same. All of us are trying to figure out, you know, what the right combination is going into the first few games, but very competitive non-district schedule. And then of course our district is as tough as anyone's.
Any final thoughts on kind of the early kind of portions of practices? I know you don't have a lot to go on right now. We'll talk in a couple weeks as we get ready for August 30th at Urbandale, but just kind of your thoughts on the early portion of spring practices so far.
Yeah, the guys have been doing a nice job. Obviously, the weather has been nice to us, and it's been cooler than years past, and so that's been very nice to go out and practice. A lot of guys working extremely hard and they've set their goals high. They want to be a team, first team to go to the dome. And we've been close in past years, just haven't been able to get it done. So hopefully this is the group that, you know, can make that happen.
Thank you very much again, Indianola head boys football coach, Eric Kluver. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.